And we're okay. back.
Yeah, so we are back, and as you notice, only a few seconds, and I found everything about Örebro. So I found my old geography book, and it's from 1960, believe it or not. And what did they say there? Yeah, they say it was Örebro was an important shoe city. So that was correct. But it was also an important hub for like trade and stuff like that. And it became bigger pretty late. So, but shoes were the big thing here. So I'm going to go to the Wikipedia of 2021 and see what they have there. So here I read, and it says, like, today you have about 124,000 people living here. 1960, I think there were like 40,000 living there. So it's grown quite a bit. And you have, you still have the lake called Hjälmaren, and my wife is stealing my recording machine here. And they say that the name comes from Örebro is like Öre means like gravel or bank, which they played sort of one part of the bridge, and then they build a bridge over the river, the local river there. Eventually, they build a fortress, a castle, right there. So now, what do they say more? Yeah, they have some historical interesting things. It became the official sort of day or year. It became a city 1404. So it's pretty old. And then we know there's a man like very important, almost like a king, but it wasn't really quite a king at the time, Birger Jarl. Jarl means like today he would be prime minister, more or less. But he was sort of the leader of Sweden, because at the time when this was founded, we were part of Scandinavia, but it was Denmark, Norway, and Sweden together as one country, actually, with under a queen, or maybe a king at the time, but probably a Queen Margaret. So we had a Swedish leader, and he was the one that started the castle in Örebro and sort of more or less played a big role to start this city. And then we had another important Swedish king called Gustav Vasa. He was the one that actually got Sweden together as a Swedish country.
And we've jumped forward in time there, right?
Then we are, and they say actually in Wikipedia that he was enlarging the castle in the 1560s. He died 1560, so he had to be really quick there before he died. But anyway, he was part of sort of making this a very nice castle and sort of important city. There was a style that was sort of common in those days when they built castles and a little bit more grand. And we also have the same type of sort of castle style like in Bodstena, where I come from.
So I have a question there. So both Bodstena and Örebro are not on Sweden's borders. They are like deep into the country.
Yeah, right.
So was, do you have any idea what the thought was behind that?
I
wondered about that.
Yeah, well, I think Örebro, it was connected with rivers and lakes and transportation. I think they gathered soldiers like central and had them go from there and out, but they also had many castles. They did have a lot, but they didn't really have this, I think, the frontier or the border system like they would have later.
Yeah, because basically you could just like walk to Denmark if you wanted to, I think, right? There was lots of robbers and stuff along the road, but nobody was like patrolling the border.
No, because it was, I think at this time when it was built, there was no border.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
We were one country.
Yeah.
And then Later, I think this famous Gustav Vasa, he sort of liberated Sweden from the Danish king, which he didn't like, and Sweden became sort of only Sweden. And then he set up borders, and he had a lot of problems with the farmers that were used to sell their cattle and things to the Danish side.
Yeah.
You know, in Småland, there was a border, so between Sweden and Denmark, there was a border that before didn't mean anything. Now they couldn't sell everything they were selling before. They had to sell it within Sweden.
Right.
And they were furious about this. And actually they wanted to revolt, and they tried to revolt. And Gustav Vasa came in big battles with these guys, big, big battles. Eventually he won. But he created a new border, and some problems came with it.
That's super interesting. I get back to Örebro, but I'm gonna come back to Örebro
because we had Napoleon. Everybody knows about Napoleon, I think. Dun 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 dun. And Napoleon was, of course, very powerful, important, successful, like around the time of 1809. 1810. 1809, Sweden lost Finland. We lost it to Russia. And the king who was in charge there, he was not very popular at the time. And they revolted. Sorry, there was a big revolt, a revolution more or less. Anyway, they let him go, and they tried to find a replacement. And so they went to Denmark. No, they went to France.
Yeah, we don't go to Denmark.
Actually, they went through Denmark, but all the way to France, and talked to Napoleon and said, "We want to have one of your marshals as a king of Sweden." And it was this Jean-Baptiste Bernadotte. And Napoleon said yes, then it will calm down things here in France, because this guy was very, very skilled, but a little bit obnoxious. And also, they both loved the same woman, I think.
Like, yes,
the woman got married to them.
Sweden, you said. Far up north, right?
Anyway, she married, actually, the guy that became king of Sweden. So Jean-Baptiste Bernadotte was then presented as a possible king of Sweden. But first they had to have a parliament. We did have parliaments in Sweden usually the king gathered. And they gathered in Örebro in 1810 and decided we're going to have this French general and marshal as our future king. So he was elected, and then later he came there, and he became an excellent king of Sweden. And today we have the king, who has really no power. He is sort of a descendant to this Jean-Baptiste Bernadotte.
And that was in Örebro Castle then? Or?
Obviously that happened in Örebro Castle. So anyway, these are a few stories about a pretty nice city. And I think you all should go there and visit the castle and enjoy the nice hospitality you feel in Örebro. So that's that's all for today, I think. Is that okay?
And that was I thought that was interesting about Örebro. I learned things.
So, goodbye and have a wonderful week.
Yes. Bye-bye.